Friends and family of the murdered South African singer Lucky Dube gathered in Johannesburg, South Africa today for a memorial service and a protest march. Dube was gunned down late last week in what police described as a botched car hijacking attempt. Protesters are demanding tougher government action to end the country's wave of violent crime. At the beginning of this month, Oblate Father Allard Mako was shot and killed by roadside car hijackers as he returned to his parish. Cardinal Wilfred Napier, Archbishop of Durban, told Linda Bordoni it is becoming more and more difficult to minister to the faithful in South Africa's crime-riddled society.
There comes a time when you wonder what more you can say to comfort people, to give them hope that things are actually going to get better, when every day there seems to be worse and worse news coming forward. Subsequent to that, the shooting of that priest in Nelspruit, we've got news of a convent being broken into and the sisters manhandled. There have been two murders of two women, apparently in the same kind of thing, a carjacking attempt, but the cars weren't taken in these two instances. A week later, two men were attacked, shot, and their car were taken as well. And so the news just keeps on getting worse and worse. And you do reach a point when you start saying, what can I say to the people now to comfort them or to give them hope that things will start improving? So the situation just seems to be getting worse and worse. And I think the perception is that government has completely abdicated any responsibility, that the communities are left leaderless, not knowing what they can possibly do to defend themselves.